Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. By the permission of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, we're meeting on this Friday night, which is the 18th of August, 2006, Christian era, corresponding with the month of Rajab, the 25th night of the year 1427. After the hijra of our beloved Prophet Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the title of this talk is From Germantown to Muslim Town. From Germantown to Muslim Town. And it was compiled by me, Bila Fakhra wa lillahi alhamd, this morning before Fajr and completed 27 minutes ago. Written by Dawood Adib, the son of David C. White the First. And the way that I'm beginning it tonight, inshallah, is that I want to begin by stating my intention for writing and presenting this talk tonight, that it's not so that some people can leave this blessed place saying that it was a beautiful talk to give, that he gave. Saying that that was a beautiful talk. That was a nice talk. It was a very informative talk or the like. But rather, it's so that you may be affected. The intention for this is so that you may be affected by this talk. And after that, follow our rightly guided Salaf. And make changes, building upon the foundation left behind ourselves and some of the foundations left behind by our misguided self, meaning the people who came before us in this city called Germantown, and thus gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see Allah's noble face. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in his book, قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنٌ فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ Many similar ways and mishaps of life were faced by nations, believers, meaning believers, and disbelievers. Many similar ways and mishaps of life were faced by nations that have passed away before you. So travel through the earth and see what was the end of those who disbelieved, meaning those who disbelieved and the Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, and those who disobeyed him, Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and his messengers. And before beginning with the next verse, after this verse, in the book of Allah, I would like to say that Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, as I've mentioned in the past in quite a few classes, has given me the opportunity, and all the praises due to Allah, to be able to fulfill this verse, Fasiru fil ard, fanzuru kayfa kana aqibatul mukadhibin. So travel in the earth and see the outcome. And see the outcome of those people who denied. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, within the last decade alone, has allowed me to go to 17 countries. And in one of those countries, or two of those countries out of the 17, two of them was Greece and Jordan. And in Greece, I saw that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned implicitly in the Quran and explicitly in the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I got the chance to jog around the first Olympic pad there in Athens and see the ruins. And see those things that those people who denied Allah and ascribe partners with Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu, what they left behind, a tremendously great civilization, Greece. And I also saw on a rock at one of those ruins, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, written in Arabic. And when I was in Jordan, in the city of Amman, I visited the amphitheater that the Greco-Romans left when they ruled, and they ruled much of the earth. And the capital of Jordan, Amman, comes from the Jewish word Rabath Amman. And in Arabic is Amman. When the Greeks took it over, or the Greco-Roman dynasty came in power, they changed that word from the Jewish word Amman in Arabic to Philadelphia. The capital of Jordan's name is Philadelphia. Until the Muslims came, took it back, and changed it back to Amman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدًى وَمَرْعِضَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is a plain statement for mankind, a guidance and instruction to those who have taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the next ayah, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. So do not become weak. In this verse, it means do not become weak against your enemy. Because specifically, these verses were talking about the Battle of Uhud. So do not become weak against your enemy. But we know from the scholars of Islam, of Ahl Sunnah, that which is considered is not the specificity of revelation, but the generality of the expression. So this verse doesn't necessarily have to be applied to fighting in jihad against the enemy. So do not become weak, nor be sad, and you will be superior, meaning in victory, if you are indeed true believers. The Muslims in Germantown specifically are going to be victorious if we have true iman, and if we have taqwa, and if we follow the way of our Salaf al-Salih, and take some of the examples of our Salaf al-Talih. If we follow the example of our Salaf al-Salih, our rightly guided predecessors, and take some of the things that were left behind by the wicked predecessors, the misguided predecessors, meaning those people who came from other lands to this land because either they were fleeing from religious persecution or seeking economic progress, like the people who founded Germantown. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمُ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. If a wound, meaning if a wound in battle, once again, these verses were specifically revealed for that. But they can and will be used tonight in another way, which is accepted. If a wound has touched you, be sure a similar wound has touched the others. If a wound has touched you, then you better make sure that the wound that has touched you has touched those other people who came here from those other lands and established Germantown. And then Allah says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَوِّلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And so are the days. And so are the days. And the meaning of this, and so are the days, there are two meanings. The ulama of Islam, they say that the first meaning of this, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَوِّلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And those are the days, or so are the days, نُدَوِّلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. This mudawala, this word that's used in the verb, in this ayah, and the noun of it is mudawala, or dula, means to fluctuate, to change, like vicissitudes. When we read the Quran in English, the interpretation of the meaning, we see this big word, vicissitudes. That word means like the changing and alteration and alternation of things, specifically with time. So when Allah says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَوِّلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, these and so are the days that fluctuate. One of the meanings means in war, the mu'minun are going to be the winners. And then there's going to be some days in which the kafirun are going to be the winners. The second meaning is that everybody has their day. Everybody has their day. Some days are good as individuals, individual Muslims, and some days are bad. Some days are good. You make all your prayers in the masjid because you're a real estate agent or you have properties. So you make all your prayers in the masjid one day and you're real happy. Then some other days, you only make one. Some days are good, some days are bad. As we used to say back in the day, it was a very good day. I didn't have to use my AK. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the meaning of the ayah, he says, and so are the days good and not so good. We give to men by turns, meaning the kuffar are going to have some days and the mu'minun are going to have some days, that Allah may test those who believe and that he may take martyrs from amongst you. And Allah does not like the zalimun, meaning the people who commit shirk and the people who commit crimes, whether Muslims or kafirs. وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ. And don't be weak in the pursuit of the enemy, specifically in battle, in general, when you're going out to give them da'wah. وَلَا تَهِنُوا فِابْتِغَاءِ الْقَوْمِ. Don't be weak, Allah says in another ayah. إِن تَكُونُوا تَأْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَأْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَأْلَمُونَ. Because if you are suffering, meaning suffering hardships, then surely you should know that they also suffer hardships. They also suffer hardships as you are suffering. وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. But you have hope from Allah, that for which they have no hope. You have hope from Allah, that which they don't have any hope, because they're not going to get any share in the next life. All that the Quakers did in the 17th century, and that they continue to do, all that the Mennonites did in the 17th and 18th century, and that they continue to do here in Germantown and here in Philadelphia, all that they do, if they don't accept Tawheed and Uluhiyyah, and adorn it with Tawheed and Asma' wa Sifat, they don't get any credit whatsoever. وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And you hope from Allah, مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. You hope from Allah that which they do not hope, meaning that which they cannot hope. Not that they don't have the ability to hope, but they won't get any reward. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah is ever-knowing, all-knowing, and He is all-wise. Allah is ever-knowing, and He is all-wise. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, رضي الله تعالى عنه, he said, من كان مؤثيا فليتأثى بأصحاب رسول الله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه فإنهم كانوا أبر هذه الأمة قلوبا وأعمقها علما وأقلها تكلفا وأقومها هديا وأحسنها حالا قوم اختارهم الله لصحبة نبيه وإقامة دينه فاعرفوا لهم فضلهم واتبعوهم في آثارهم فإنهم كانوا على الهدى المستقيم. He said, whoever wishes to follow something, to be followed. Whoever has a desire to follow the sunan, the ways, the mores, the traditions, the cultures, the values, as we see up there on Maplewood between Green and Germantown on that mural. Right up there in Maplewood Mall, we see this quote, a nation does not know their history, their culture, their traditions, and their language stands naked and defenseless before the world. A nation does not know their history, their culture, traditions, and language stands naked and defenseless before the world. Ibn Mas'ud said, whoever wishes to follow something to be followed, then let him follow the companions of Allah's messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For indeed, they had the most righteous of hearts of this ummah. The most righteous of hearts of this ummah. And they were the most in depth of this ummah in knowledge. They were the least of this ummah in takalluf. And one day after the salah, a few weeks back, we explained what was takalluf. That they have some meanings. This word has some meanings. Here, it means in overburdening themselves, meaning faking and feigning, meaning putting things on themselves that weren't natural, walking a certain way or talking a certain way that wasn't their natural way, not overburdening themselves, going into israf, extremism and waste. And they were the most sound of this ummah in guidance. And they had the best condition of this ummah, a people whom Allah has chosen to accompany His messenger and to establish His deen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So acknowledge, Ibn Mas'ud said, acknowledge their virtue and follow them in their tracks, because verily they were upon correct and sound guidance. The founder of Germantown, whose name was Francis Daniel Pastorius. Is everyone familiar with the street Pastorius? Just about 5 minutes away from here, right? Pastorius. Francis Daniel Pastorius. This man, Mr. Pastorius, was about 30 some odd years old, 32, 34, when he came to this country. And when he came here, at the behest and the suggestion and invitation of William Penn, he came here, settled here, and one of the first things he said was that this is a forest-like place. a forest-like place. At this particular time, this area was not called Germantown. But those settlers that came from Germany and England called it German Township. German Township. And eventually, it became Germantown. It was a suburb of Philadelphia. According to one writer, he said, few towns or cities of our country, meaning America, possess the historical associations of colonial and revolutionary times that attach to our suburb of Germantown. This was written back in 1912. He says, its conception and settlement, the nationality and character of its early settlers, its architecture, its industrial life and enterprise, for it was the cradle of some of our greatest industries, all early gave it marked individuality. It was the threshold over which entered the great German immigration, which brought many modifications in language, manners, and religion. We'll read this again. It was the threshold over which entered the great German immigration, which brought many modifications in language, manners, and religion to the Commonwealth and nation, meaning the Commonwealth, now state of Pennsylvania. Germantown was the scene of a fierce conflict which had considerable influence on the destiny of the infant nation, meaning the infant nation, United States. In fact, I went to this graveyard just 2 days ago. To add to my research, I looked inside the graveyard, went around, looked over the wall, looked through the gate, looked at the engraving on the wall. I saw some very interesting things. He goes on, he says, Germantown was the home on two occasions of the President of the United States and members of his cabinet, making it, to that extent, the seat of government of the country. So twice, the little suburb of which they call a neighborhood in the city, is the nickname, one of the nicknames for Germantown, which was also called Ammontown, meaning the poor town. This place called Germantown, which at that time was outside of Philadelphia, a suburb, and one of the reasons why George Washington came here was because it was cooler. It was hotter in Philadelphia. So he came here because of the weather. Twice, it was the capital of the United States of America. And of course, we know now, Washington, in the District of Columbia, is the capital. But this little place, Germantown, was considered the capital of the United States twice. He goes on, he says, all these incidents, and more than these, make it an important spot in our country's history and growth. Fortunately, during that period, the period which brought so many changes and obliterated so many of the historical landmarks in all our old cities, Germantown slumbered quietly. And off from the path of the so-called progress and improvement, there are consequently left in it many landmarks of the last century. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers and sisters, has placed a large number of Muslims in this particular area of Philadelphia called Germantown. When that man, Francis Daniel Pastorius, came here, and he, in a cave with some other settlers, decided to take some land that was already earmarked for him, before he even got off the boat to get his plot of land, to make his mark, so that he could be a seller for the people who are living here right now. Some of them still up the street wearing bonnets right now and long dresses right up the street. He did not. There's no doubt in my mind. He did not and never would have thought in his wildest dreams that in this building right now, on this road that used to be called the Main Street and also called the Great Road, which is now called Germantown Avenue or Germantown Road in those days, going all the way up to Germantown Pike, that there will be Muslims or Muslims or Mohammedans in this building. I know for a fact that Allah knows best. He would have never thought that these people, whom maybe, and Allah knows best, he encountered in his land, or at the very least knew that they existed, because in 1683 when he got here, on the other side of the world, the Muslims were ruling. The Muslims were the rulers. And at the same time, I'm sure Mr. Pastorius would be shocked, just like Mr. Rittenhouse. And in German, the word Rittenhaus. I'm sure that man, when he came here, if he were alive today, he would be shocked to see these women walking around with their faces covered and their heads covered in 98 degree weather in black. I'm sure he would be shocked. The question is, brothers and sisters, from what we know from our Salaf, our rightly guided Salaf, and from what we see from the Athar, the traces, the artifacts, the remains of the Salaf al-Talih, the wicked predecessors who came here, like Pastorius and Rittenhouse and Wister, Mr. Wister, and all those people who came here, people who were so dedicated to making this particular place reflect their culture and their language and their traditions and their values. When you go up and down the street and all the way down to Mannheim and other places up to Chestnut Hill and Mount Airy, you still see the same bricks in front of the people's houses as fences. Some of the same bricks from those houses still standing today. And those cobblestones from Belgium, right in front of this masjid, they brought on boats. They didn't even want to walk on this earth. They brought their own bricks on ships. And they still remain. And people who came after them are still fighting to keep those cobblestones there. Stones, physical stones. What are we going to leave our children, brothers? Timberlands? Izars? CDs of music? What are we going to leave our children? Here are people who refuse to have alcohol dens. Refuse to become intoxicated. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and this is on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he said, sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yaqul, innama an-nasu kal ibli al-mi'a la takadu tajidu fiha rahila. On the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, he said, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, the meaning of what he said, indeed people are like camels. Out of 100, you will hardly find a single one suitable to ride. Indeed, people are like 100 camels. you will hardly be able to find one single camel that's suitable or appropriate to ride. هذا الحديث مشتمل على خبر الصادق وإرشاد نافع. أما الخبر فإنه صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبر أن النقص شامل لأكثر الناس وأن الكامل أو مقارب الكمال فيهم قليل كالإبل المئة تستكثرها فإذا أردت منها راحلة تصلح للجمل والركوب والذهاب والإياب لم تجد تجده وهكذا الناس كثير فإذا أردت أن تتخب منهم من يصلح للتعليم أو الفتاوى أو الإمامة لم تجد تجدوا من يقوم بتلك الوظيفة قياما صالحا. This hadith comprises of a truthful statement of fact and beneficial guidance. As regards the statement of fact, then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, informed us that deficiency is something found in most of the people, and that completeness or nearness to it is rare amongst them. Just like 100 camels, which seems like a large number, but if you need one for carrying or riding or coming and going, you will hardly be able to find one. I stop there before we continue with the Sheikh's ta'liqat, comments on this hadith. How many camels do we have in Germantown Masjid to clean up the masjid on a regular basis? How many camels do we have that give the dollars after the prayer out of all the camels that are in the masjid? How many camels do we have that go down to the new building and get it ready for Ramadan when we're in the middle of Rajab and next month is Sha'ban? How many camels do we have that will be willing, out of all the camels, men and women, to take care of the school and make sure that our children get a good education, even if they don't have children? How many camels are willing to come to the masjid and make sure it's secure, even at night when everybody is sleeping? How many camels, even though we have many of them, are ready to give all that they have so that their children, the young camels, can be about carrying this dawah? How many camels do we have in this masjid, in this place called Germantown, Philadelphia, that those people came establishing their Christianity and shirk and kufr? How many camels do we have that are suitable to ride, that are going to carry on the legacy? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam already answered it. He already answered it. إِنَّمَا النَّاسُ كَالْإِبْلِ الْمِيَةِ. The people are like 100 camels. لَا تَكَادُوا تَجِدُوا فِيهَا رَاهِلًا. Out of 100, it's very, very rare that you'll find one suitable to ride. The Sheikh, he says, the majority of the people are the same. If you were to select from them one who is suitable for teaching, giving religious verdicts, or leadership, then you would hardly find anyone to carry out the task properly. This is the state of affairs. And I add to that, this is the state of affairs in the Germantown Masjid. And we already have the Sahaba who are our Salaf, who are righteous and the best of people after the prophets and messengers. And we already have an example in Mr. Rittenhouse and Mr. Upsell and Mr. Wister. We already have an example in them and what they did with the Bible, of which, by the way, the first one in a European language in the history of America was printed in Germantown. The first Bible published in the United States of America was done in Germantown. This is a rhetorical question that I don't want you to raise your hand or yell out an answer. How many of us are going to publish some books in the Germantown Masjid? How many of us are going to keep the newsletter going? How many of us are going to translate? How many of us are going to go next door to the right and the left of this masjid and give dawah to go up to Buzz, the guy who's buying all the buildings on Germantown Road, that hardware store right on the corner of Seymour and Germantown, buying up everything right in front of your faces so he can leave his khalif a legacy. But the people are like 100 camels. You only find one suitable to ride. This is the state of affairs because man is unjust and ignorant. And injustice and ignorance are the cause of defects which prevent the attainment of perfection or completeness. As regards the guidance, then this narration contains an indication from him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the whole ummah should hasten together and strive hard to prepare men who are suitable for taking charge of matters of importance and the running of public affairs and beneficial to the people as a whole. The president and head of the board of this masjid doesn't get paid a red cent. Barakallahu fihi wa jazahu lahu kulli khairan wa ahsanul jazah. Even though some people may complain, and even though he makes mistakes, he doesn't get a red cent, and it is as though he has two full-time jobs. And I'm not trying to break his back, but if I were to die tonight, let the record stand that I make dua for that man, our brother Sadiq Abdul Jabbar, Hafidhullah, who is one of the camels that is suitable to ride. And he can put his fingers in his ears if he doesn't want to hear what I'm saying. Because he has taken the job to be a suitable camel. And our brother, Nafis, Abdullah Nafis, Jazahullahu Khairan, even though he's not a certified treasurer or a person has a degree in accounting, he works that job as though it's his second job. And all of the brothers, because of time that I could mention, but we can't, that take up the job. Now we want to know who's going to assist us and be a camel that we can ride and that our children can ride. And that our legacy that we're going to leave behind can testify to the fact that we were suitable camels in this place that the first paper mill was set up, Germantown. The first paper mill. The place where they had the Germantown Revolution, where generals are buried in that graveyard just a few feet away from the Germantown pizza store. We go in there and get pizzas, but do we reflect on those people who we have to save by the statement of the Messenger of Allah, abshiru bin nar, every time we go by them. May you have tidings of the hellfire, but nonetheless, inna allaha yu'ayyidu hadha deen bi rajul al-fajr, kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi sahihi al-Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, Allah will use a criminal individual to help support this deen, as the hadith comes in Sahih al-Bukhari. So now we see the people, the effects of the people who came to this land, either fearing religious persecution, or seeking economic development and progress. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar, رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعن أبيه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لكل عمل شرة ولكل شرة فترة فمن كانت فترته إلى سنتي فقد اهتدى ومن كانت فترته إلى غير ذلك فقد هلك رواه أحمد وغيره بسند صحيح On the authority of Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that the Prophet or Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, for every action, there is a period of enthusiasm and activity. We started some time ago, the dollars after the prayer. And everybody was pumped up. Pumped up. Why? لِكُلِّ عَمَلٍ شِرَّةٍ Every action has nishaq. Every action has a period of enthusiasm and vigor and activity and zealotry. We were real zealous. People were giving up those dollars. And we were only asking from between $1 and $5. And then because of some shayateen from amongst the jinn and the men who started whispering to us, Don't give those guys any money. They steal it. Don't give your money to the masjid because they're crooked. Don't give your money to the masjid. What about the 30,000? What about the 40,000? What about the 60,000? The same cobblestones that you're walking on right now, those people didn't have those problems. And they were upon kufr. And they were upon shirk. Believing in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And look what they left. The same bricks that they laid, you got the audacity to walk on. Wallahi, you should be walking in air. You should be walking in air. You shouldn't even put your Muslim foot on this Christian rock. Just from what they did. Just out of respect for them as people. And a nation with values and traditions and a culture and language and a religion of dalala, just out of respect, not of their religion, but out of respect for men. For men. White, green, polka dot, purple, they were men. And what are we? The Prophet ﷺ said, In likulli amalin shirra, we were all pumped up. Every action has enthusiasm. He says, and for every period of enthusiasm, there's a period of rest and inactivity. You start slowing up. But you know something, brothers? And you women too. You women who destroy the legacy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you men who destroy the legacy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, And not following the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah, who just one on many occasions, will go out by himself to another land. Many of the Sahaba by themselves went to a land, another country that didn't even speak Arabic. And they're still buried there, bringing hundreds, if not thousands of people to Islam by themselves. By themselves. We are a disgrace. But with all of that, there's no problem, brothers and sisters, with having a fatwa. There's no problem in Islam with having some inactivity or your enthusiasm going down. But here's the key, brothers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَمَنْ كَانَتْ فَتْرَتُهُ إِلَى سُنَّتِي So who was ever Lack of action and enthusiasm or inactivity is in regard to my sunnah or in commensurate with my sunnah or in agreement with my sunnah. فَقَدْ اهْتَدَى Then they're going to be guided. So even when you're pumped up, giving the $10, giving the $20, you come out one Saturday or two Saturdays or three Saturdays out of 10 months, And clean up the masjid. Then sometimes it goes down. Why? تِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَوِّنُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ Some days You have a good day. Some days you have a bad day. Some days you're active. Some days you're inactive. But if your inactivity is on the sunnah, then you will be guided. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ فَتْرَتُهُ إِلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ فَقَدْ هَلَكَ. But when he becomes inactive, and when she has a lack of enthusiasm because some shaitana has told her don't spend her money, or because some shaitana has told her don't come to the masjid and clean it up, if her inactivity and his being unenthusiastic is for other than that, then he's going to be destroyed. That's the statement of the best of creation, Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, every beginning is difficult. Every beginning is difficult. When we got that building, right now we're in the beginning stages. It's going to be difficult. May Allah reward Jazahu Lahu Khairan. May Allah reward Jerry Sadiq, the brother who gave that $310,000. Because only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows best. If he didn't give that $310,000, the next 10 years from now, we still probably still be in this building. We will probably still be in this building. But from that $310,000 that brother gave, we are now in the beginning stages, and the Sheikh says it's going to be difficult. Not only are we not in the building, we have people that have the audacity to come to me and suggest to me or inform me if it was true, and I have to believe it. Not only are we taking advantage of what the brother has done and what we have done collectively, I had a brother come to me and tell me that some brothers wanted to know who that brother was that donated the money because they were thinking about kidnapping him. And I never told anybody this, but I'm saying it now. Because if Allah lets me die tonight, I want y'all to know we got some serious corruption going on. And that corruption is following the way of the people who put those cobblestones out here. Criminality. And we are not going to be successful with a criminal mind. It's time for us to change this place from Germantown to Muslim town. It's time now, brothers, to change this place from Germantown to Muslim town. Because if we don't get up and do something about it, it may end up being Chinatown. It may end up being Russian town. It may end up being Trinidad Tobago town. And what makes you think it won't be? With all these nice buildings here and all this property here, what makes you think that won't happen? It happened to Mr. Pastorius' people. It happened to Mr. Rittenhouse's people. It happened to Mr. Wister's people. It happened to Mr. Sauer's people. It happened to them, brothers. Do you think Allah won't remove us and take every single Salafi or Muslim out of this Germantown area and replace us with some people who are making the sign of the cross or putting a swastika around their necks on a chain? Some neo-Nazis, or some Star of David, or some young moon with his mass marriages. You think Allah can't do that? When are we going to start being camels, brothers? When are we going to start getting out of that state of inactivity and change it from Germantown to Muslim town? The Sheikh, he goes on. Every beginning is difficult, and the difficulty of beginning, the difficulty of beginning something will vary with different people. With regard to the Muslim who turns his face to calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will begin strongly. He will begin strongly since he wishes to practice all of the deen and wishes to forbid every evil and so on. However, after this initial enthusiasm and activity will come a period of inactivity and slackness. If he keeps to the prophetic sunnah and still proceeds in the right direction, then he has been guided aright and directed to what is correct. But if not, then he is destroyed and Allah's refuge is sought. The way of the pious predecessors as Salaf as-Salih was to point out to the people of the Sunnah. And Ayyub as-Sakhtiyani, he said, from the success of a youth or a non-Arab is that Allah guides him to a scholar of the Sunnah. عن رجل من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لن يهلك الناس حتى يعذروا من أنفسهم رواه أحمد وابن الجعد رحمهم الله. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, and this was narrated from a man from amongst the Sahaba, and because it says a man from amongst the Sahaba, and it didn't mention his name, it doesn't mean anything, and it won't harm the hadith. Because all of the companions have adala. All of the companions are trustworthy, and have veracity, and have honesty, and integrity. So we didn't even have to mention their names. All we have to do is say, a companion said, and it's sufficient. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the people will not perish. And the people here means the Muslims. Until they have no excuse left for themselves. He says, this is what Allah wishes from us. That we proceed upon the correct methodology. And if we reach honor and ascendancy and victory, then it is from the blessings and favors of Allah. And if not, then we excuse ourselves before Allah that we carried out the obligation due upon us. Are we going to have any excuses, brothers? I don't think so. Because we're not carrying out the duty to its fullest extent. Sheikh Ali says, therefore, it is not upon Allah, the Majestic, that He should give us victory over our enemies in our lifetime. No. He says, rather, the obligation is that we have to carry out that which has been placed on our shoulders. He says, therefore, it is not upon Allah that He should give us victory over our enemies in our lifetime. No. Rather, the obligation that we have carried out may be a step for future victory, which may come at the hands of our children and those after them. And I add to that, or make a comment on that, that it's not going to happen. And I don't mean that it's not going to happen. I mean it's not going to happen as long as when your imam and your khatib and your brother in Islam, Dawood Adib, is the imam here and he's giving classes, and you still allow your kids to run up and down Seymour while your imam is giving the classes in those dark alleyways in the back of the masjid playing during the whole class. It's not going to happen. Because when they get older, they're going to be able to testify against you. My father didn't teach me jack. He didn't even care about me being in the classes. He even allowed me to run up and down the street and between the cars while he was having a sit down for his third wife that he can't take care of the first two. That's the state we're in. But Allah may give us victory. He may give us this victory. He may give it to us, or he may give it to our children, or he may give it to our children's children. But what are we going to do to make that come about? In Islamic history lies a great lesson. And from this is the saying of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa imma nuriyannaka ba'd alladhi na'iduhum aw natawaffayannaka fa innama 'alayka al-balagh wa 'alayna al-hisab. Whether we show you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, part of what we have promised them or cause you to die, your duty is only to convey the message, and it is on us the reckoning. It is on us the reckoning. The first settlers of Germantown came from the country of Lower Rhine, not far from the borders of Holland. The purchase of land was made through the Frankfurt Company, of which Francis Daniel Pastorius was the agent in America for a number of years. In 1683, 13 families, including in all 33 persons, set out from Krefeld, which was their native town, for London, where passage had been engaged for them to Pennsylvania in the ship Concord by a man named James Claypole, a Quaker merchant of the city of Germantown, who was there, and he was their fellow passenger. On the 24th of July, they sailed from London and arrived in Philadelphia at the 6th of October. And pardon me, he was from Krefeld, the neighboring city, not Germantown. They were met upon landing by Pastorius, who had preceded them a few weeks before. And I'd like to let you know, brothers, 2 days ago, because today is August 18th, on August 16th, that was 323 years ago exactly. 323 years ago, August 16th, 1683. They landed here to set up shop. They go on, they say, on the 24th of October, Thomas Fairman, the surveyor of the province, laid out their land in the townships, afterwards called Germantown. I like to know, brothers and sisters, I like to know, what are we going to leave for our children? What are we going to set aside as a legacy for our children? Are we going to be concerned with turning and transforming Germantown to Muslim town? We have the potential to take over Germantown. And I don't mean in a terroristic way. I mean, we have the ability and the wherewithal, with the knowledge from the ulama, which I'm sure Mr. Wister would be shocked, as they say, he would turn over in his grave if he knew that Sheikh Rabia is scheduled to speak this Sunday. Or that Sheikh Obey tomorrow, inshallah, will be teaching the Qawaid al-Arba. I'm sure, as they say, he would turn over in his grave if he knew some Muslims will be teaching about Tawheed by way of telephone in this masjid, where there are many masjids in the United States who don't have that fadl from Allah. So what are we going to do, brothers? Are we going to allow Germantown to become Jamaica Town? Are we going to allow Germantown to become any other town except Muslim Town? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tools, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tools. And I leave you with a piece of poetry from a man named Francis Daniel Pastorius that he wrote in Latin. Listen to his words, brothers and sisters. Hail to posterity. Hail, future men of Germanopolis. Let the young generations yet to be look kindly upon this. Think how your fathers left their native land, dear German land, O sacred hearths and homes, and where the wild beast roams. In patience planned new forest homes beyond the mighty sea, then undisturbed and free, to live as brothers of one family. What pains and cares befell, what trials and what fears, remember and wherein we have done well. Follow our footsteps. He's telling the people who are going to come after him to follow the way of their seller. Footsteps in Arabic is athar. Follow the athar, he says. Follow our footsteps, men of coming years, where we have failed to do aright or wisely live. Be warned by us, the better way pursue, and knowing we were human, even as you. Pity us and forgive. Farewell, posterity. Farewell, dear Germany. Farewell, forevermore farewell. This is written by John G. Whittier, who has a street named after him in Germantown. This is what they left, brothers, for their people to establish shirk and kufr. Are you ready, brothers, in conclusion, to turn Germantown into Muslim town? That's a question that you don't have to answer with your tongues. We want you to answer it with your actions. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Subhanaka wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.